The power to bless all people. Church leaders have taught us that priesthood ordinances and covenants equally bless and are equally available to all of God's children.
Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The priesthood is the power and authority of God given for the salvation and blessing of all men, women, and children. There are special blessings from God for every worthy person who is baptized, receives the Holy Ghost, and regularly partakes of the sacrament. The temple brings added light and strength, along with the promise of eternal life. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 37 and 51. From Power in the Priesthood, Ensign, November 2013, page 92.
Sister Carol M. Stevens, First Counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency. Priesthood ordinances and covenants provide access to the fullness of the blessings promised to us by God, which are made possible by the Savior's atonement. They arm sons and daughters of God with power, God's power, and provide us with the opportunity to receive eternal life, to return to God's presence and live with Him in His eternal family. From Do We Know What We Have? Ensign, November 2013, page 12.
Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. It is crucial for us to understand that Heavenly Father has provided a way for all of His sons and His daughters to have access to the blessings of and be strengthened by the power of the priesthood. Central to God's plan for His Spirit children is His own declaration. This is my work and my glory, to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man. Moses chapter 1, verse 39. From This is My Work and Glory, Ensign, May 2013, page 19.
Share your blessings. Share some ways that the priesthood has blessed you that may not be obvious. For instance, when you're given opportunities to serve or set apart for callings. Go to lds.org/go/bless, capital N, capital E, 4.
End of the article, The Power to Bless All People.